Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 3-4 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having a new friend on the show. Karen Ketteline is here. Karen is practicing as a clinician and a consultant in the medical health field. She has her own show, her own talk show, Spouting Off. It's all about pop culture, politics, and social psychology, and we're very excited about having her as joining part of our world. Karen, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Jim. Glad to be with you.
It's good to have you here. So you're in California, and I want to start our conversation by talking about the pandemic.
Actually, Colorado.
Are you in Colorado? That's right. That's right.
I'm based in Colorado.
You're in Colorado. Yeah. You're a good Colorado girl. Well, Colorado is become an annex of California over the last 20 years. All the California is moving there. But when you look when you look out across the country, the landscape, and you see all the shutdowns because of the coronavirus, the science, everybody says, watch the science. The science doesn't show that shutting down businesses helps turn the pandemic. What do you think?
Oh, since April, I have seen a profound problem with using this virus for everything from shutting down small businesses to putting people on house arrest, to using it as an excuse for all mail-in ballots.
Scaring the heck out of people.
You know,
scaring the heck out of people.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and when people are scared, they give up their freedom willingly.
And they did. And it worked like a charm. You know, you mentioned April. The third week of April, barely a month into the shutdown, I wrote an article saying we have to get America back to work. And I even used the term, if we don't, there might be a revolution. And and that's kind of come to pass in a lot of places, hasn't it?
Yeah. Look at how passive people have been. They're only now starting to kind of organize. And there are those of us who looked at this from the moment they went off the rails. Morning crud.
Yeah.
From the moment that they responded differently to a virus that, you know, numerous other viruses have never warranted such a response. As we learned more, as we got better news, they became more and more and more restrictive. And there was a marked difference between the way Democrat elected officials and unelected bureaucrats behaved towards constituents.
It was astonishing how vertical that was, how aligned they were. It was in every single case of overreach. 100% of every single case of overreach was a Democrat politician.
There was a playbook. There has been a playbook all along.
Yep.
And they only differ around the edges to make it seem as if they came up with this on their own. Nothing could be further from the truth. It's clear now to a lot of people that that's been the agenda all along. And if you get me started on masks, you're never going to shut me up, because to me, mask is the endemic word for the entire year.
Yeah.
Unmasking law-abiding citizens to spy on them.
It made us judge each other. If you walked into a store without a mask, people would look at you like you'd committed some kind of a crime. Somebody said, aren't you afraid of COVID? And I said, I'm not afraid of COVID. I'm afraid of bureaucrats.
I'm afraid of communism, not COVID.
Yeah.
Let me read you something real quick, which I almost never do, but which I do on my show frequently because it's more succinct than I could make it. And that's this. 2,300 years ago, long before Islam, Arabs discovered that forcing people to cover their nose and mouth broke their will and individuality and depersonalized them. It made them submissive. That's why they imposed on every woman the mandatory use of fabric over the face. The mask is the beginning of deleting individuality.
Your personhood, as they say.
That's correct.
Yeah.
It's obvious if you see how angry, looking down at their feet, suspicious, paranoid people are in stores. I'm often the only person in a giant Walmart who is not wearing a mask and refuses to do so. And we must do that and model individual freedom to these people who are in the process of getting co-opted and brainwashed.
I needed to go into a building the other day, and they were going to take my temperature, and I turned around and went back. I wouldn't let them take my temperature. I did not need to go in that building as much as I thought. I'm going to take a quick break. We'll come right back with Karen Catalan. I'm going to try to get her out of her shell right after the break. 22. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
But when you're walking down the street and you ain't had it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.